Since this is about hypnotic fantasy, I'd like you to begin by imagining the fantasy of being hypnotized. You're sitting on a soft, comfortable couch, and you see a pocket watch swinging in front of your eyes. You are sitting down with a stage hypnotist whose show you attended last night. You were nervous at first, but you found yourself really liking it, and by the end of the show, you really wished you'd been picked to go up on stage. Some friends said you did go up on stage, but you're sure they must have been joking. So you sought out this hypnotist later, and asked for help, learning to be a very good hypnotic subject, so you can be picked to go up on stage next time. Now, as you watch the watch swinging in front of your eyes, you find it surprisingly easy to imagine exactly what it must have been like to be up on that stage, watching the watch swing, about to be hypnotized. You think about how in just a few moments, watching that steady swinging back and forth, your eyes will become heavy, droopy, drowsy, blinking and sinking down heavier and deeper until you just can't keep them open any longer. As your hands relax, your fingers brush against the soft upholstery of the couch, and you start to imagine that instead you feel the smooth vinyl of the chairs on the stage. You can smell a faint hint of some scent the performer was wearing last night. That the quiet air around you is the hush of the audience, watching as you are being hypnotized. After a moment, you slowly open your eyes and look at the hypnotist, who nods. "That's right," and points at the watch. So you look at the pocket watch to signal that you are ready to be hypnotized now. You hear the hypnotist's voice telling you to listen. Take a deep breath and relax. Good. Deeper and deeper now, already sinking down so softly as you listen. Take a deep breath and relax. You remember this watch from last night, how deeply hypnotic it was. Everyone who came on stage was so deeply hypnotized as they watched the watch swing back and forth and remembered to listen. Take a deep breath and relax. And you remember the signal to go into deep hypnosis was deep trance now. Whenever I said deep trance now, everyone who came up on stage was so deeply hypnotized, no matter what they were doing. Deep trance now just brings that wonderful, comfortable, bottomless trance, rushing right back, right now. So deeply hypnotized in deep trance now. And you might like to imagine that you're walking down a long concrete hallway filled with fog. You can't see the walls, though the echoes of your footsteps give you some idea where they must be. But you can smell the moisture in the air and the slight dampness of your clothes. You can feel that wetness on your skin and the hardness of the floor, the rhythm of your feet as you walk forward, propelling yourself through the swirling mist. And from time to time, you see other shapes emerging from the fog as you walk by. Like shapes in the clouds or images in a dream, they pop into view for a moment and then vanish again as you walk past. And I don't know what shape you'll see next, peering through the fog. But you can notice how each one that you walk past brings you a little deeper into hypnosis. And a little deeper. And a little deeper. Good. You are here to practice being an excellent hypnotic subject. And one of the ways you can do that is by learning to experience very vividly the images, sounds, and sensations that are suggested to you, to completely immerse yourself in those experiences. Many people find that some of their senses are much easier to imagine with than others. If I hand you an orange, you might find it easy to see small details of its shape and coloration as it sits in your grip, or to feel its smooth pebbled texture underneath your fingers, or to feel its weight as you gently toss and catch it in your hand, or to hear the gentle smack as you catch it in your palm. If you take a knife and cut it in half, feeling the sticky juice dribble down between your fingers, you might find it easy to smell the orange scent, or to taste the orange flavor as you lick some of the juice off your fingers before it can run down your arm. And some of those might be easier at different times of day, or on different days. But once you know which senses are usually easiest for you to imagine with, you have some powerful choices available to you. If you notice yourself having a difficult time with a suggested experience of a sense that's often hard for you, you might take a moment to really concentrate on the details of that experience. Notice small blemishes or variations in the color of the thing that you're looking at. Notice where exactly the sound seems to be coming from, or how it changes over time. Think about texture and the feeling of hot or cold on your skin. Notice the positions of the parts of your body. Think about the feeling in your mouth and other things that taste or smell reminds you of. Or you might choose to concentrate instead on a sense that you know is easier for you. If you're walking towards something but having trouble seeing it clearly, you might start to notice the sounds it makes, or the scent of it, or even your own sense of movement as you get closer. Whatever is the most compelling for you to concentrate on and draws you into the scene, deeper into the experience. When you're in a deep trance now, it's all right to let your mind wander to something that isn't being described to you but is part of the same scene, if you find it more compelling, more absorbing. It is always okay to focus on whatever brings you further into your deep trance now. Or you might choose not to pay much attention to the visualizations and sensations at all. In your waking life, when you walk into a familiar room, you know what is in it and where, without having to look. Even when you do look, you might well notice where the door is without paying any attention at all to what color it is, or how the wood smells, or how the doorknob feels in your hand. If I told you that I'm standing behind you, you might carry that knowledge with you and sense my presence there behind you for a long time, even without looking, or hearing the faint rustle of clothing, or feeling the wind stir the hairs on the back of your neck when I move. When you're deeply absorbed in a task, or sinking even deeper into deep trance now, sometimes it's enough to really trust that the things around you are just as you think they are, and let the details take care of themselves. And you can practice all of these ways of responding to suggested experiences whenever you are hypnotized. And your subconscious mind can learn to choose whichever one is the most appropriate each time, whatever helps you go most deeply into the experience. You can quickly and easily learn to become completely absorbed in the experiences suggested to you under hypnosis, and you will get better at this skill each and every time you are hypnotized. So right now, I'd like you to see in front of you something else you'd like to have in your mouth. That's right. And don't lean forward quite yet, but think about what will happen when you do. Good. Is your mouth watering yet? What are you doing with your tongue? Now, lean forward slowly and enjoy the experience of coming closer and closer until you can finally close your lips around it. And now you can enjoy that, too, as you practice the skills you've just learned and find which makes the experience most enjoyable for you now. Good. And now, awake on five, feeling refreshed and alert, and knowing how much easier it will be for you now to see and hear and taste and smell and feel whatever is suggested to you the next time you are hypnotized. And you can look forward to how much you will enjoy that now. With one coming up, two starting to move your body a little, three yawning and stretching, and four almost all the way back, and five wide awake.